Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing today's daf. It's daf Mem Zayin, daf 47. We left off at the bottom of the page on Mem Vav Amud Bet 46b. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalemah V'Alu Chalim V'Yichlalam Chemda Bracham V'Chandim Zan El Mechem V'Kam Nifkas Arba Manir Shalom Asara Yafa Bat Deborah Rifka Bat Achiv Rifka Bat Esther Shalom Asara Fahim Ben Ayam Moshe Ben Chanaya Moshe Ben Chanaya Yafa Ben Miriam Yabedam Nifa Ben Chanaya Yosef Ben Rechem Ben Chanaya Simcha Ben Malka Miriam Ad Achiv Yizun Rechanaya Alam 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 Ben Esther Yitzchak Ben Odi Yaakov Ben Malka Yashe Ben Heter Yaman Yafa Yosef Ben Rechem Ben Pinina Yosef Ben Yafa Dania Ben Dinasi Ben Kodam 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 Ben להבדיל לנשמן אחר בת אליהו, דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם משהו, ונפל על ידי מוסף שם ברכה בת אברהם. שם בן משה יפה בת אליהו, יעקב בן יצחק, אירן יחב בן משה, מרדכי בן יהושע בן יחזקאל, דוד בן ישראל, דוד בן ידידיה אפרים בן יהודה מאיר, וגם להבדיל לרעיון דבורה בת מרים. אוקיי, we are on the bottom of the page on 46b. We are continuing, we finished really the topic of escorting. Now we're continuing that, just that final topic, of how important it is to escort someone. And then we're going to get into today's daf, which today's daf, majority of it is about Jesus, about Yeshua Notzri. And we're going to discuss how he went off the derech. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. We're at the bottom of the page on 46b. Kol she'eno melaveh umitlaveh ki'ilu shofech damim. Anyone who doesn't escort, but gets escorted, it's as if he murders. She'il male livu anshe Yericho le'elisha lo gera dubim latinokot. If only the men of Yericho had escorted Elisha, the bears would not have attacked the children. Shneimar vayal misham beit el v'u alei baderech unarim ketanim yatsu min ha'ir v'itkalsu bo. The little kids came out and they laughed at him. Vayomeru lo alei kareach, alei kareach. You made us bald. Amru lo alei sheikrachta aleinu et ha'makom. What did he do? He came and he made the waters. The waters were ra'im, the bad waters. He made them good waters. So their job was to bring waters from elsewhere, and they would sell it. And he took away their business by doing that. So they came and said, "You because you cleaned the waters, you ruined our business." So the Gemara says, "Mai unarim ktanim." Why does it say naarim ktanim? Naar is like a young adult, and ktanim is a child. So which one is it? Amar Rabbi Elazar sheminuarim min mitzvot. They were empty from mitzvot. Ketanim shayu mktanei amana, and children because they were children in emuna. They had very little faith. Tana, ne'arim hayu bizbezu atlan ktanim. They were young adults, but they acted like children. Mat kiflar Rav Yosef, v'dilma al shem mekoman. Why do you say that? Maybe it's referring to their place of their location. Mi lo ktiv, does it not say in the pasuk, v'aram yatsu gedudim v'yishbu me'eretz Yisrael na'ara ketana? And the Gemara asks, v'kashyala na'ara uktana. Which one is it? Na'ara uktana. Na'ara is a young girl. Ketana is a child. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Pedat Ketana Demi Ne'oran." It's a young girl from Ne'oran. So why don't we say the same thing over here? It's referring to the place. So the Gemara says, "Hatam Lo Mefarish Mekoma Hacha Mefarish Mekoman." Over there in that pasuk, it doesn't tell us where the place is, but over here in the pasuk about Elisha, it does tell us the location, and so therefore, that's why it's not Ne'oran. Va'ifen Acharav Va'irem Va'ykadalem Meshemana. He turned around and he saw them and he cursed them. Mara'a, what did he see? Amarav ra'a mamash, he stared them down. Kedetanya, as the Braita says, Rashbag omer, kol makom shenatnu chachamim einehem, any place that the chacham places his eyes, o mita o oni, either it's death or it's poverty. He has that power with his eyes. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel says, ra'a shekulan nitavra ba'in iman v'yom ha'kipurim. He saw that all of these kids, their mothers all became pregnant with them on Yom Kippur.
That's not supposed to be allowed to be.
Shasur, you're not allowed to be. You're not allowed to even sleep in the same bed as your spouse on Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha Amar, Belorit Ra'ala and Kemoraim. He said, no, he saw that they had these haircuts of the Goyim, that they have these long Belorits, these long like things in the middle in their hair. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, sometimes you have Jewish people, they do it today also. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ra'a shelo ha'ita ben lachluchit shel mitzvah. No, what did he see? He saw they didn't even have a little drop of a mitzvah inside them. V'dilma b'zara'ayu ni'avahava. Okay, what about their children? They don't have a mitzvah. Maybe their kids will have a mitzvah. So Amar b'lazar, lo bam lo b'zaram atzof kol adora. No, they won't have, their children won't have a mitzvah for all of generations. Then the pasuk says, "Vatetzena shetaim dubim in a yard." These two bears came out of the forest. Vatibakan mehem arba'im shnei yaladim. They came and attacked these 42 kids. Rabbi Shmuel flipping the Amud 47a. One opinion says this was a miracle, and one says it was a miracle within a miracle. So, manda amar nes, the one who says it was a miracle, yar hava dubim lo hava, there was a forest, but there was no bears. So the bears coming out was a miracle. Manda amar nes v'toch nes, the one who says it was a miracle within a miracle, lo yar hava, lo dubim hava, there was no forest and there was no bears, and both of them came out of nowhere and appeared. Why don't we say that there were bears, but there was no forest? Why do you need the forest? So the Gemara says the Be'iti, because bears, in actuality, bears are afraid if they don't have somewhere to be able to run to. If they're out in the open, they won't come and attack. They want to be able to, like Rashi says, Adubim li'garot bahem kesh'in makom karov la'em lanus. When they don't have a place to run to, the bears won't come out. So they need to be in the forest for them to attack. Amar bichanina. Bishvil arba'im u'shnaim korbanot sheyikriv Balak melech Moav, because of the 42 korbanot that Balak, the king of Moav, brought, huvke'u imen Yisrael arba'im u'shnaim eladim, the 42 children were killed. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that true? V'ha amar v'yuda amar rav, le'olam yasok adam mitorah u'mitzvot afilu shelo lishma, a person should always learn Torah mitzvot even for the wrong reason. Shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma, because from the wrong reason, he'll end up coming to do it for the right reason. So to Balak, shebishchar arba'im u'shnaim korbanot sheyikriv Balak melech Moav, because of the 42 korbanot that Balak had brought, Zachav yatzal mimenu Rut, he was zochet that Rut was the one that came out of him. She yatzal mimenu Shlomo, and Shlomo came out of her. Shekatuv bei elef olot yaleh Shlomo, there are 1,000 olot that Shlomo would bring up to the Beit HaMikdash. So why are you saying it's referring to the 42 children? It's a zechut. V'amar Rabbi Yossi ben Choni, Rut bito shel Eglon, bito shel Balak haita. Rut was the daughter of Eglon, the daughter of Balak, the granddaughter of Balak she was. That's how we know. So why are you saying that it caused the 42 children to die? So the Gemara says, ta'avato mi'a l'klada havei. But his desire was to curse Am Yisrael. So because he was trying to curse Am Yisrael, it caused the destruction. It caused children to die. So when a person has intention, chas v'shalom, to cause curse for Am Yisrael, it can, chas v'shalom, be fulfilled. Vayomeru anshe ha'ir el Elisha. They said to Elisha, hinena moshav ha'ir tov ka'asher adoni ro'ay. This place is good, like you see. So he says, v'chim me'achar demayim ra'im ve'eretz mishakelet elama tovata. How can they say it's good? There's bad waters and people are dying. Why would they say the land is good? This is very important. Amar bichanin, chen makom al yosvin. It's called chen of the place on the people who stay in that place. That means that when somebody lives somewhere, he always thinks that where he lives is the best. He always looks at his thing as the best. Amar bichanan, or Amar bichanina, it's actually interesting. Who is the one who says chen? It's Amar bichanin. It's a rabbi who has the initials chen in his name. Amar bichanina, shlosha chinot hen. There are three types of favor that I find in a person's eyes. Chen makom al yoshvav, the place that a person lives in, you always think your place is the best. Chen isha al baala, a woman to a husband, a person always thinks that his wife is the best. Chen mekach al mekacho, and when a person buys something, he always thinks that what he buys is the best. It's like when you go on Amazon and you buy something, and it's like, it wasn't that good, but you find any side to try to say that it was the best thing in the world. Why? Because you bought it. When you buy something, you don't want it to look like it wasn't a good purchase. Tanu Rabbanan.
You really feel that way.
Huh?
You really believe that.
Yeah, you feel that way because you don't want it to be something that wasn't good in your eyes. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosha cholain chala Elisha. There are three sicknesses that Elisha went through. Echad shegera dubim matinokot. One was when the bears attacked the baby, the children. Echad shedechafo legechazi u'shtei adayim. One was when he pushed away Gechazi with two hands. We're going to explain. Echad shemetbo. And one was when he died. Shneemar ve'Elisha chala et cholio asher yamut bo. When he died. So now the Gemara says, what is it talking about? Tanu Rabbanan. This is the Braita. Le'olam teh smol docha v'yamin mekarevet. A person, he should always push away with his left and bring someone closer with his right. Meaning, the right hand is usually the more dominant. You should always try to bring people in closer with the right. Don't push them away with the right, because then you push them too far, they can go off the derech. And we're going to see right now, this is the source for the, in Shas, that Yesho, Jesus, Anochri, that he went off the derech. He was a Jew, he went off the derech, and he went and started Christianity. It stems from here. This is where it started. Okay, so the Gemara begins. This is first we're going to see the story of Elisha and Gehazi, and then we're going to see the story of Yehoshua and Prachia and his student, which is really referring to Jesus. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Leolam teh small dechav yamin mekarevet. You should always have your left hand push and your right hand bring in. Lo ke Elisha shedechafol gechazi b'sheyadav. Not like Elisha who pushed away Gechazi with two hands. And not like Elisha, not like Yehoshua ben Prachya, who pushed away one of his students with two hands. Who is it referring to when it says one of his students? The version on the side says, they censored out the Gemara, and they took out his name, but it's referring to Jesus. Yehoshua ben Prachya's student was Jesus. So he was a student of Yehoshua. So the Gemara is going to show how he went off the derech. So the Gemara says, first Elisha. Elisha Mahi, what's the story of Elisha and Gehazi? Vayomer Naaman, Hoel Kach Kikarim. Naaman said to Gehazi, take Kikarim, money, take bread. Uchdi Vayomer Elav, Elisha told Gehazi, Lo libi halacha asher hafach ish me'al merkavto likratecha. Ha'et lakachet dakesev, lakachet begadim, zedim, ukramim, etzonu bakar, avadim, shvachod. You're taking all of these types of things, food, clothing, fruit, animals, slaves. Why are you taking all these things? So the Gemara says, "Umish shakal kulehai." Did Gehazi take all of these things? Kesef ubegadim udeshakil. He only took money and clothing. Amar b'Yitzchak be'ota sha'ah haya Elisha osek b'shmona sharatzim. At that moment, Elisha was learning the perek Shmona Sharatzim in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Zayin. Amar lo, he said to Gehazi, Rasha, you wicked person. Higia et litos sechar shmona sharatim. Now is your time to take your reward in this world for all the Torah that you learned. You're not keeping what you're supposed to be doing. Take your reward in this world. V'tzara'at Naaman tidbak b'echa b'zarcha le'olam. And this leprosy of Naaman should stick with you and your children forever. V'arba'a anashim hayu metzora'im. There were four people that were leprosy. Huh? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zeg Gehazi Shloshet Banav. That's referring to Gehazi and his three children. Then it says, Vayavo Elisha Damesek. Elisha came to Damesek. Lama halach, why did he go? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalach lachziru la Gehazi b'tshuva v'lo chazar. He went, he saw Gehazi got pushed off the derech from this. So he went to try to bring Gehazi back to the right path. But Gehazi didn't return. Amar lo, chazor becha, he told Gehazi, come back. Amar lo kach mikublan mimcha. This is what you told me, Rabbi. Kol mi shechata vecheti et rabim en maspekim liyado lasot teshuva. Anybody who sins and causes other people to sin, they don't help him in shamayim to do teshuva. So why should I come back? My avad. So what did he do? Igda amrei. What did he do? Even shoevet talalo lechatat yerovam vehemido ben shamayim laaretz. He placed this magnet stone. He attached to the chatat of Yerovam. And he had it raised between the heaven and the earth, so that people would like kind of be oved avodah zarah. Vika d'amr, and some say shem chakak la apuma. He placed the name of God on the mouth of this calf. Vahita omeret, and the animal would say anochi v'lo yelecha. I am God, and you shouldn't have other gods. And some say, Rabbanan dechamikame, when he was in the Beit Midrash, he wouldn't allow any of the rabbis to come sit in front of his Rebbe. He would push them all away. The children of the Nevi'im, the sons of the Nevi'im, said to Elisha, Hinena makom asher anachnu yoshvim sham, lefanecha tzar mimenu. This place we're sitting is so tight, there's no room. How did it get to that point? Miklad de'ad ha'idna lo hava dachik. That must be that until now it wasn't tight, only now the Gehazi is gone, now it's tight because we can all join you. This was the story of Elisha and Gehazi. Now we get into the story of Yehoshua ben Prachya with his student, which is referring to Jesus. Yehoshua ben Prachya Mahi. What's the story over here? Kedahavakakatil Yanai Malka l'Rabbanan. When Yanai the king was killing rabbis, Shimon ben Shetach amtarte achate. So when Shimon ben Shetach, his sister, hid him so that he would not get killed. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Prachya, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Prachya azal arach l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. He went and moved to the Alexandria of Egypt. He went away. Ki hava shlama, whenever there was peace in the land after some time, shalach le Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Yehoshua, mini Yerushalayim ir hakodesh lach l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. I'm sending you a message to Mitzrayim. Achoti ba'ali shari betochech. My husband is inside you, meaning it's like a parable. He's trying to hint to him that there's peace. V'ani yoshevet shom imam, I'm sitting alone. Please come back. So Amar, Yehoshua understood, Shema mina hava leishlama, that there was peace in Yerushalayim, and he came back. He was coming back. Ki ha'ata, when he was going back, ikle'u lahu ushbiza, they stopped at a guest's house. They stopped at an inn. Kam kamayu bikara shapir, and they stood up for him in the guest's house, very honorably. They gave him a lot of honor. Avdele yekaratuva, they showed him great honor. Yativ v'kam shtabach, kam mana achsan yaso. So what did he do? He got up and said, wow, look how amazing this woman is. She's such an amazing host. Thank you for all of this. And what did his student who was sitting him with think? So his student said, Amar le'echad mitalmidav, his student, which quote-unquote is referring to Yeshu over here, it's referring to Jesus, he said, Rebbe, enea trutot, her eyes are disgusting. He says, why are you praising her? She doesn't look good. He was looking at her beauty. The Rebbe was saying, she's an amazing host. So he said, you're looking at her beauty? What did he tell him? Amar le'rasha, what are you doing, you wicked person? Be'kach ata osek, you're looking at a woman? He took out 400 shofarot, it's a guzma, it's an exaggeration, and he excommunicated him. This is what they used to do, this is what he excommunicated him. So, every day.
That means 400
kolot
on a shofar, no?
Right. So, it's a phrase. He excommunicated him. So, every day, Jesus tried to come back and do teshuvah, but the Rebbe didn't accept. He said, no way. And every day he did this. Yom achad, havakakri kari kriyat shema. One day, Jesus came, and the Rebbe, Rabbi Yishuv ben Parachi, was saying Shema Yisrael. So, ata lekameh, Jesus came in front of him, hava bedate lekabule, and the Rebbe wanted to accept him back. So he said to him, wait 1 second, like I'm in the middle of Shema. So he went like this, he put his hand out to him. Achaveh lebiadeh, he put his hand out to him. Savar mitcha dachile. Jesus thought, he's putting his hand out again, he's probably saying, get out of here. So he went away, he left. Azal zekav lebinta palcha. He went and stood up a stone, Avodah Zarah, and he started worshipping Avodah Zarah. And this is where Christianity started. It's created from here. Amar lechazor bechar. Yeshua told him, come back. That wasn't my intention. Amar lekach mekoblani mimcha. This is what you taught me, Rebbe. Kol achoteh machadid rabim enem spekim yadol aset teshuvah. Anybody who sins and causes others to sin, Hashem does not help him do teshuvah. The Amar Mor, as the Master says, Kishef v'hesid v'hidiyach v'cheti Yisrael. He went into sorcery, he went into causing other people to do Avodah Zarah, and he went into Mediach. Mediach is even greater than that. It's even higher level of causing people to do Avodah Zarah. This was the story of Christianity. This is how Jesus started. And the Gemara says, v'cheti Yisrael. He caused Am Yisrael to sin. But just one point before we continue, is it doesn't say that he can't do Teshuvah. Every single Jew can do Teshuvah and come back to Hashem. It's only saying that there's no extra help that he's given. There's no siyata d'ishma, there's no help from Hashem to do teshuvah. But he still has the ability to do teshuvah. This was his mistake. That was where his mistake was.
Why didn't he answer it?
Good question. But I think maybe part of the answer is, another question you can ask is, why does the Gemara say, Yehoshua ben Parachia? It's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parachia. I guess once this happened, and he caused Jesus to go off the derech and cause him to do Avodah Zarah, and cause him to cause many Jews to sin, and cause him to start Christianity, maybe they diminished his title.
They downgraded
his title. Could be, I don't know. It could be. But this is the story of Jesus and how Christianity began. Tanya, the bright that says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yetzer tinok ve'isha tehesmol docha v'yamin mekarevet. Yetzer, person's inclination to have relations, and the woman and a child, all of these things, you should always have a left hand pushing out and a right hand pushing in. Meaning, you should always bring them in more with love than when you push them out. When you push them out, do it slightly, don't do it strong. Why? Because those people, those things are very sensitive. And if you do it too strong, they can chas v'shalom and leave, and then it can cause huge, huge problems in life. Okay, this is the story, now we start a new Mishnah. If let's say we're talking about Egla Rufa, so let's say, just to recap, what's Egla Rufa? You find a dead body in the middle of two cities, they measure which city it's closest to, whichever city it's closest to, they bring an animal and they slaughter it, and it atones for the sin, saying, we didn't kill this person, it wasn't our fault. So if we find the murderer before you did the Egla Rufa, let the animal go free. Let him go free and walk on its own. Once the animal was slaughtered, you bury the animal on the ground. You bury him in the spot that he is. Because we are bringing it for a safek, on a doubt to begin with. There's no more safek, and so therefore it's atoned for. If let's say the animal was sacrificed, it was slaughtered, and then you find the murderer, you kill him. That's what you would do. So these are the three different cases. Ed echad omer, Ra'iti et ha'oreg. If one witness says, I saw the murder, ve'edechan omer lo ra'iti, lo ra'ita. And one says, no, you didn't. We actually saw this case earlier. It's going to be a repeat on something we saw earlier in the Masechet. Isha omeret ra'iti, v'isha omer lo ra'ita. One woman says, I saw the murderer. And one says, no, you didn't. Hayu arfin, they would still do egla rufa because they cancel each other out. Edechad omer ra'iti, u'shnayim amrim lo ra'ita. If one witness says, I saw the murderer, and two say, no, you didn't, it cancels out the one. So therefore, hayu arfin, they would still do egla rufa. Shnayim amrim ra'inu, ve'echad omer lo ra'item, lo hayu arfin. If two witnesses say, I saw the murderer, if we see the murderer, there's no reason to do egla rufa. Because you have a murderer, you go and put the murderer to death. So therefore, two witnesses say, we saw the murderer, one says you didn't, you wouldn't do egla rufa. When there are more murderers in the world, the Egla Rufa became nullified. Eliezer ben Dinai, when he came, Techina ben Prisha, his name was Techina ben Prisha, that was his nickname, Chazur likrato ben Arachsan. They started to call him the son of the murderer. Like kind of a person who was a murderer. Misherabu amin ha'afim, when adultery started spreading, Paskua mayim marim, the bitter waters stopped checking the woman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hifsikan. Rabbi Yochanan stopped it. Shneimar lo yifkod al benotachem ki tiznena val kalotachem ki tenafna ki hem. You know, I won't punish the daughters ki tiznena. All of this is why? Because there's so much adultery going on. He says the water is not going to check anyone anymore. There's so much disgustingness going on in the world. Rashi says al niuf neshotachem levadkan umipnei mal benotachem ki tiznena vaod ki hem im hazonot iparedu hem atzman nuafim kaperadim aladu. They're all going and committing adultery. There's no reason to even have the bitter waters anymore. Everybody is cheating. Mishamed Yosef ben Yoezer ish Shardav, Yosef ben Yochanan, Yosef ben Yehuda ish Yerushalayim. When these two died, batlu ha'eshkolot, the clusters died. They finished. What is the clusters? We're going to see in the Gemara. Shneemar en eshkol le'echol bikura ivetan nafshi. There is no cluster to eat when they die. What does that mean? We'll see. Yochanan Kohen Gadol ha'evir hodayat ha'maaser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he brought the concept of hodayat ha'maaser. You have to admit that you gave all your ma'asrot. Af hu bitel ta me'orarin ve'ta nokfin. And he even was mevatel the me'orarin and the nokfin, which we're going to see in the Gemara what that is. Flipping the Amud. Ad yamav haya patish makeh b'Yerushalayim. Until his life, there was hammerous noises during Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim. During Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to work during Chol HaMoed. The only work you're allowed to do is Davar HaAved. When something is, you're going to lose out on a principle of a business. If you stop the business during Chol HaMoed, it's going to lose out on its principle. Then you can continue working. But they were not working for that purpose. They were working Stam. So they weren't allowed to do that. So until his lifetime, they were working during Chol HaMoed. And during his lifetime, you didn't even have to ask about Demai. What's Demai? Damai. Right? When somebody had an Ama Aretz, he wanted to know if he separated his ma'asrot, truma, ma'aser. In his lifetime, when he was alive, during his generation, you don't even have to ask. It was for sure fine. Right? But previous times, damai means what is this? I don't know the status of this, if it was taken ma'aser, wasn't taken ma'aser. So that's our Mishnah. The Gemara begins, Tan Rabbanan, minayin she'im ne'erfaha ha'egla v'acharken nimsa ha'oreg, she'en poter toto. How do we know if I slaughter the animal, and only then we found the murderer, that it doesn't poter him, it doesn't exempt him. Talmud lomar v'la'aretz lo yichupar l'adam asher shupach ba, ki im bedam shofcho. It says, the land will not be atoned for with the blood, unless it's the person who spilled the blood itself. If we find the murderer, we're going to put the murderer to death. Edechad omer ra'iti ta'oreg. If one witness says, I saw, one witness says, I didn't, we still do it, the egla rufa, because it cancels each other out. So the Gemara says, ta'ma de machish le. That's only because they cancel each other out. If you didn't have a second witness that canceled the first one out, I would believe the first witness. How do I know that we believe one witness here? The Tanur Banan. You don't know who hit him. But if you have one witness who knows who hit him, even if it's someone at the end of the world, they wouldn't do Egla Rufa because we know who killed him. Rabbi Akiva Omer. How do we know if the Sanhedrin saw someone who murdered, but they don't recognize him, still we wouldn't do Egla Rufa? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Ve'enenu lo ra'u, our eyes did not see. Ve'halo ra'u, but we did see, we saw the person, we just don't know who he is.
They cannot say that.
Huh?
So they cannot say that statement.
Right, exactly. Hashra da'amart edechan me'eman. Now that we say we believe one witness, idachad hechi matzi machishle. How can the second witness come and cancel the first witness's testimony? V'ha'amar Ula, we learned this earlier, Ula said, kol ma'akom she'emina Torah edechad. Anytime the Torah believes one witness, Harekan Shnaim, it's as if it's two witnesses. And one witness, the second one witness, cannot come and cancel the first one witness, because the first one witness is considered like two, and one cannot come against two. Amar lach Ula, so what would Ula say? Tane lo ayu orfin. You're right, so change it. They wouldn't do Egla Rufa in this case. V'chen amar v'yitzchak, tane lo ayu orfin. They wouldn't do Egla Rufa. Not they would, they would not. But Rabbi Chiya amar tane hayu orfin. He says, no, they would do Egla Rufa. Ula Rabbi Chiya kashe de Ula. Okay, hold on. Rabbi Chiya, you say they do Egla Rufa. How can they do Egla Rufa? Ula says if there's one witness, it's like two. And he says, we saw the murder. If we saw the murder, how can you do Egla Rufa? So the Gemara says, La kashia, kan bivat achad, kan bazeh achar zeh. It depends how it was. If it was one after another, one witness came in, and right afterwards one witness came in, it's one after another, so they can cancel each other out. But if it's zeh achar zeh, one came in, and then 20 minutes later another one came in, the first one is viewed as two witnesses, and the first one said, I saw the murder, so we don't do egla rufa. That would be how you explain it. Tanan, Mishnah says, Ed echad omer ra'iti et ha'oreg. If one witness says, I saw the murder, ushnayim omrim lo ra'ita, and two say, no, you did not. Hayu arfin, they do egla rufa. So what do you imply? Hachad vechad lo hayu arfin. If it was one verse one, you would not do egla rufa. So tiuftad Rabbi Chiya. This is another contradiction on Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, when you have one in one, you do egla rufa. Now we're saying you don't. So the Gemara says, v'lita amich, according to you, ema seifa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Shnaim omrim ra'inu. If two witnesses say we saw the murder, v'chad omer lo ra'item, and one says no, you did not. Lo ayu orfin, we would not do egla rufa. You can imply from there hachad v'chad hayu orfin. If it was one against one, we would do egla rufa. This goes against Ula. So ela matnitin kula b'psulei edut. Our whole Mishnah is not talking about a regular case of edut. It's talking about people who are pasul to edut, not kosher to edut. Like Rabbi Nechemia, Damar, kol makom shemina Torah edechad. Anytime the Torah believes one witness, we go after the majority of witnesses. And we view two women going against one man like two men going against one man in regards to witnesses. Meaning, the two women are viewed as if kosher witnesses in this regard because the Torah believed one witness, and so that's why we believe the two witnesses in this regard. And some say, kol hecha de'ata edechad kasher v'nikara. Anytime one kosher witness came at first, afilu me'an nashim ki echad damyan. Even if 100 women came afterwards, 100 women would not even be equal to that one witness. Why? Because one witness is considered a man, is kasher le'edut. The women aren't, so therefore the 100 of them wouldn't even work. V'acham ma'eskin. What are we dealing with here? Kegon da'ata isha mikara. We're talking about a case where the first witness that came was a woman. V'tiartzad Rabbi Nechemia hachi. We answer Rabbi Nechemia like this. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, kol makom shemina Torah ed echad, halech echar rov deot. Anytime the Torah believes one witness, we go after the majority of witnesses. Ve'asu shtei nashim be'isha achat, k'shnei an nashim be'ish echad. And we view two women against one woman, like two men against one man. That's different than what we said earlier. Aval shtei nashim be'ish echad, but if it's two women who came and testified, and then one man who disagreed, ki palga upalga dame, it's as if it's half and half. Because two women, in regards to edut, are equivalent to one. They're not equivalent. 100 women are equivalent to one in this regard when it comes against the man. Okay, so we're learning two times about psule edut, about edut, the testimony that is pasul. So the Gemara says, v'tarte psule edut lamali. Why do we need to learn this twice? So the Gemara says, ma'u detim, I would have thought to say, ki azlinan batarov deot lechumra. I would have thought, when do we say we go after the majority of opinions? That's only lechumra, to do the egla urufa. Aval lekula, no, but I would have thought maybe, to go after the majority of opinions to say that we wouldn't do Egla Arufa, right? If let's say two women said, we saw the murder, maybe I wouldn't say to be lenient, Kamashmala, and that's why the Gemara needs to come and teach us that no, even to be lenient, even to say that we wouldn't do Egla Arufa, we would still follow the majority of the opinions. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on Mem Vav Amud Bet. We started by talking about finishing up the concept of Elisha and that you need to escort. Anyone who gets escorted and doesn't escort, Chas v'Shalom, it's like murder. You should always escort somebody outside your door. And then we got into the topic of, with regards to Gehazi, Elisha and Gehazi. Elisha pushed Gehazi off the derech, and Yehoshua ben Parachya, who pushed to one of his students, which we understand is referring to Jesus, pushed him off the derech and how he created Avodah Zarah and created Christianity. Then we got into the topic of the witnesses for Egla Rufa. If you have two witnesses who said, I saw the murder, and one said, I didn't, you didn't, we would say, we believe the two, and therefore we don't do Egla Rufa. But if it was one against one, one against two, or any of that like, we would say that no, we would not, it would cancel out the first one, and we would still do Egla Rufa. Then when we got to the Amud Bed, we started asking back and forth. We had an opinion of Ula, who said, anytime the Torah believes one witness, it's like two witnesses, and one witness cannot cancel out the two witnesses' opinion. So we tried to answer back and forth how we can explain Rabbi Chiya's opinion, and then we said our Mishnah is really talking about psule edut, witnesses that are pasul, and you need to state it twice. Why? To teach us that not only to say that you do egla arufa when it's majority opinion, but even to say that you would not do egla arufa if there's majority opinion that say we saw the murderer and they're pasula edut, still we would still say you follow the majority of the opinions, and even to be lenient, you would not do egla arufa. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.